Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Enlightenment Evolution Hour with your host, Rob Gauthier. The Enlightenment Evolution Hour is a part of the Enlightenment Evolution Network. Any ideas or opinions expressed by myself, any guest, or callers of the evening may not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Enlightenment Evolution Network.
Buddy, this is the Enlightenment Evolution Hour with your host, Rob Gauthier. Today, a very beautiful day, Wednesday, April 20th, 2016, and we have a very, very special guest. We have Brad Johnson, the Reality Whisperer, who is the official channel of Adronis. He is here not only to channel, to talk to us, to hang out with us, but also to make a very big announcement. Another announcement that we're going to talk about today is going to be the event. The last 3 weeks, I've had three channels. This week is my third. And all three channels that we've had on this show are going to be a part of that event. Susie Byler was our first week's channeler 2 weeks ago, or 2 weeks before this. And then last week, we had Roxanne Swainhart, this week Brad Johnson. All three of them plus myself will be in this amazing, amazing event, the Channel Nexus, and we're going to talk about that. Before we jump into the Q&A part, which we are going to be doing today, I want to let everybody know that you yourself can call in and ask Adronis questions in the Q&A spot of this show by simply calling area code 347-308-8788. There's also, if you're out of country or don't have long distance or don't have coverage on your phone, you can always go online, go to the Enlightenment Evolution Hour Facebook page, which is facebook.com/enlightenment.evolution.hour. Go there, click on the link, and you can type us in the chat room. We have the chat room wide open. All questions are accepted from the chat room. Also, on that page, very specifically, you should have a very close attention being paid to one spot specifically. 2 weeks ago, we announced that we are going to be doing a giveaway for two free tickets to this event, the four-channel, six-hour event, the Channel Nexus from the Reality Whisperer, and we are going to be giving those away tonight. In order to be put into that drawing, which is going to occur at the end of the night, we are going to ask you to do one thing. Go to the Enlightenment Evolution Hour page on Facebook, find the Channel Nexus poster that's posted, and share it on your wall. If you shared it on your wall, you are automatically put in the drawing for the opportunity to win a ticket for this event, a $20 worth, beautiful, beautiful, 6 hour plus. We also have a very dear friend, Daniel James, who's going to be hosting the event. He is a videographer, a filmmaker, documentarist, actor, and also he is channeling. And last night, Brad on his own show had all of us over there besides Susie, who couldn't make it. But we all four sat and chatted and talked about channeling and psychic arts. Amazing, amazing show. If you missed it, it is on demand on YouTube, also able to be found on the Enlightenment Evolution Hour page. Check it out. See what it's all about. It's going to be amazing. Now, all of you who are interested, that's our first announcement for this week, is the Channeling Nexus. If you go to realitywhisper.com, you can click on the Channel Nexus, and it is going to be an amazing event. It's an online event, so you can sit there from your house in your pajamas, drinking a coffee, doing whatever you want, and you can join in this amazing, amazing event. It's going to be a beautiful opportunity for you to interact. You can participate by asking questions to all the channelers and all the channel beings that will be there. Brad Johnson channels Adronis, myself channeling Aradev, Roxanne Swainhart channeling Osiphius, Susie Byler channeling Prime Creator. It's going to be an amazing event. It is going to be the 24th, which is this Sunday. If you want more details, if you want to go sign up, go to realitywhisper.com, click on the channel Nexus part, or you go to realitywhisper.com/channel-nexus-webinar.html. Go there, check it out. It's going to be an amazing event. Another thing that we have to share, we are putting stages and plans ready for the next channel panel, which should be somewhere September, October area for this year. Details are coming up, but we pretty much decided it probably is going to be in that greater LA area. More details to come. We have a lot to work out on that. But one event that we do not have a lot to work at is going to be Asheville, North Carolina, 3-day extensive workshop. Last year, on April 2nd, 3rd, or no, yes, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, we had an amazing, amazing event. 3 days in Asheville doing CE5 and channeling techniques. This year, we are going to go to the same place, and we are going on June 17th, 18th, 19th, which is Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 3 days, 6 hours per day for metamorphosis of the new fifth dimensional being into the center. And this is going to be with Ardith. It's going to be with Treb. It's going to be with Metatron, and all of these other entities come in. Myself and Kalina will be there. She will be channeling the Acturian Collective, the Acturian 103 Collective. So we're going to have all these entities, myself and her, there. We've invited a couple special guests, and they might come in and pop in and do a small presentation too. We're still waiting to hear back. But either way, whether they come or not, we still have 3 jam-packed days full. We have a 25-person maximum capacity already, 5 tickets sold. Okay, if you sign up before May 15th, you can get 3 days plus 1 meal per day, $325 a day. If you wait past that time and sign up at the later end, it's $425, so we have the early bird special, only good till May 15th. Sorry about that. I thought Kalina was trying to communicate something with me. So up until that point, anything after that, it will be full price at $425. So join us there. It is going to be amazing. Only 20 seats available left. It's going to be at the Holiday Inn that time. Yes, and when I said meals, I meant 1 meal per day for the 3 days, not 3 meals a day. Kalina said that I said 3 meals a day. I did not mean to. 1 meal per day for all 3 days. So you'll have 1 meal plus 3 days worth of workshop. We're going to have an amazing, amazing time. Join us there. It's going to be at the Holiday Inn downtown Asheville. We used this rental space last year for the venue. It was amazing. It was great. We have just put out the third day, part 3, so the third of the third day. We put out the last channeling of the event for last year. It's on a special link. You can only find it on our Facebook pages. Go dig for that. If not, I will be putting it up on the ET Whisper channel along with a bit more information about this event, which should be out in the next couple days. Along with that, we're doing the monthly shootings at ET Whisper. This month, we're going to be shooting tomorrow and Saturday for a little while. In that time, we're going to record the new galactic channeling. We have no idea who's coming through. And then the Metatron once per month channeling, we're going to be working on tool number 4 of 12. So it's going to be an amazing, amazing time. And once we get those down, on the 1st, we will have the Metatron video on our ET Whisper YouTube channel. And on the 15th, the Galactic Channeling Plus, we are going to get a hold of the Nihal Collective. This will be the first time we've heard from them this year, and they are going to bring some information forward, having no clue what it's going to be about, but we're going to ask them specific questions about this new energy and this new time that we're pushing forward into. So I just want to let you all know, ET Whisper, big things always going on there, continuing going on there. Now we're going to bring on in just a minute another person who always has big things going on, a personal dear friend of mine, me and Brad Johnson, in a professional capacity, have worked together for many years, and we grew to be friends very quickly. Out of all the people in the channeling community I know, I've known him the longest. I've worked with him the most. He is one of my dearest friends in the world. Very, very brilliant channeling with Adronis. Some of the most technical information out there. Adronis, if you've never heard him channel before tonight, he breaks things down right in there with the same groove of all the great channelers you can think about that are highly technical and advanced. In essence of its own energy, it is comparable to nothing else. My dear, dear friend, Brad Johnson, we're going to bring him on right now. All right, Brad, are you there, brother?
I'm here, man. How's it going?
It's going great, brother. I'm so glad you could make it here. I want to give you an opportunity to take the floor for a minute, maybe introduce yourself, introduce a little bit about this event that we're going to be doing Sunday.
Yeah, sure. Definitely. Well, there's a long online event happening this Sunday. Again, as Rob has stated, it is the Channel Nexus online event, and it's a full-day event. We're probably going to be about 7 hours or so. Again, we have four channelers, myself, Rob, and, of course, Roxanne Swainhart, and, of course, Susie Byler. So we have four amazing channels connecting together, sharing a really large amount of information, each in their own different type of variety, each of their own different types of topics and discussions. There's also going to be a lot of bonus gifts that are going to be given to all participants. So we still have quite a bit of room left. It's a room that holds up to 200 people online. So reservation spots, the registration spots are still available. Again, just go to realitywhisperer.com. That's realitywhisperer.com, realitywhisperer.com. And on the main page, you just scroll down a little bit, and you'll see the poster there for the Channel Nexus, and just click on that, and you'll get information about how to register for this online event. The event is being held through anymeeting.com. It is going to be recorded, and for everybody that does register, they'll also be getting a free copy of the archived recording of the Channel Nexus. So this is, again, another big channeling event, and Rob and I have done quite a few, as he's talked about. It's been a great honor, of course, to actually see Rob in person back last September, to really just meet him in person and really feel that connection. And it was beautiful as well, too. Like, I've always told Rob that, you know, I think he's probably one of the most talented channels on the planet today. So, you know, him and I have had a lot of good direct associations with Jefferson Biscardi. Jefferson helped me with my very first book with Adronis. There is going to be a second Adronis book coming pretty soon. I don't have an exact date on it. I'm currently working on a Reality Whisperer book, and hopefully that should be ready by May. If not May, probably by June at the latest. So that will be coming out very soon, but I'm going to be working on an Adronis book after that. There may also be an Adronis DVD or video on demand that may be coming as well. So there's a lot of great stuff. I'm also doing a local event. For those of you who are in local British Columbia, Canada, where I am, or, say, Western Washington, then I'm going to be doing two events, one in Victoria, British Columbia, which is on Vancouver Island, the second in Vancouver. The first one in Victoria is on May 8th, and it's going to be at the Church of Truth, and Adronis is going to be coming through, and he's going to be talking about spirit communication. The second is in Vancouver, and it's going to be a spirit channeling workshop as well, too. So two very exciting events there. And again, more information can be found on realitywhisperer.com. If you go into the events tab there, you'll see the two events listed there.
Beautiful, brother, and that is such a great compliment. September, me and Kalina have talked about this, me, her, you, all of the other channels we've talked to. One of the most amazing energetic places that I was able to finally meet all these people who I've worked with, and you being someone who I've known for almost at this point probably 5 years now or more, being mm-hmm. able to communicate with you and connect with you in person was amazing. And the compliment for the channeling ability, that goes both ways. I hold you as a person and professionally as a channel in such huge regard. I love you. I love your channeling. And I want to let people know out there, too, if you're just tapping in, if you're just listening in, we see a lot of people coming in now. If you want to call in, you can call in at area code 347-308-8788. Make sure you hit a 1 on your cell phone, a house phone, or Skype phone. That lets us know that you want to be put in line for the questions when Adronis does come in. For those people And I'm sure there's not one person who's a regular of our show who hasn't heard you or heard of you or heard from you. But can you give a brief description of Adronis, of who he is and what his connection is with you?
Yeah, I can basically give an elevator version in that way because I have been on the show for quite a few times, so I'm pretty sure people are pretty familiar. But basically, Adronis represents a Sirian consciousness existing within the sixth density, or seventh dimension in that particular way. He basically is somewhat physical, but more so on the non-physicalized side. He exists as starlight, so basically his physicality is starlight consciousness in that way. Basically, their entire race went through a recent ascension, basically from our threshold crossing of 2012. Basically, the shift within my channeling of Adronis stopped for a couple of months. When I reconnected with Adronis again, he was no longer a fifth density energy, which I was communicating with before, but he was now a sixth density consciousness. And basically, there was a tremendous shift that took place where I'm now seeing the about 70,000 plus year version of Adronis that is now connecting together with me since that time of 2012. So I've been connecting with him altogether since December of 2008, and I got into channeling probably around September, October, around 2008, and channeled a few other different types of consciousness. And again, a friend just came up and told me, who was also a channeler, said that, you know, Brad, there's a very strong connection with Sirius, and you should check that out. And it feels like there's somebody there that wants to communicate with you. And so I did that through my automatic writing process. And Adronis came through, very just clear as a bell. Flow was fantastic. And to this day, I've never experienced an entity that flows so well with me than him. And so that's really, it's just, I basically tell everybody that Adronis is just me. And I'm him, he's me. Because there's just so much flow. He blends with me so well. He knows me so well inside and out. It's just an incredible connection that I've had. And he's very technical. Usually Sirians are. They're very much a technological race. Not really into the idea of, you know, nuts and bolts, but just understanding the holographic universe, understanding consciousness technology, understanding the mechanics in that way. The challenge is really for me being the translator to share a lot of this technical information, because, like, really, if I was really, really gifted with mathematics and everything like that, I could probably, like, blow people's minds away with advanced equations that Adronis could give me. He basically can teach people how to build spacecraft, you know. that's how advanced he is. It's hard for me to really get into that, because that's really sophisticated technical information. So I do what I can, because we have a blending consciousness that comes together, and I'm in a conscious state when I channel him. So sometimes he wants to send a lot of this really complex information, but he kind of knows better now that, you know, I don't think Brad can translate this. The equation of the quadratic nature of this, well, you know, just, no. I don't think we'll go there. So basically, I try and keep a good subtle approach on the technical level, but he is very, very technical. He's just very masculine in that way. And of course, then I channel his feminine counterpart, Rayar. She too is actually quite technical as well, but she's also very soft, very nurturing, very motherly in that way, very loving and very rich in feminine energy. So basically, Adronis would represent the very deep masculine. Rayar represents the very deep feminine. But all together tonight, Adronis, just before coming on air, actually about 20 minutes to half an hour, I'm just getting synchronicities that were coming through, and Adronis was telling me there is a very big announcement that he wants to talk about tonight that is affecting the entire planet. So he wants to share this information. There's something in the works right now, something that we are going to see before the end of this year. But I'm going to let Adronis talk a little bit more. Once we get into the channeling tonight, he is going to reveal this big announcement, and I'll probably add that to my channel as well, too. This is something that is very big, and he wants to share it with everybody tonight.
And that's going to be amazing. Adronis has shared some very profound things and some very big updates about energy happenings, about disclosure, a lot of things that have really come to fruition and really center points. That's why I love listening to Adronis and the energy behind. And, you know, you talk about how you're so connected to him, and it's like you guys are sharing that same oneness. And we talked about that a little bit last night, about the amalgamation of consciousness, about the connection with these beings. For you yourself, in the last couple of years, I noticed a change in all of my friends, all the people in their channeling, when they're energy changes, excuse me. So in the last year or 2 years, what is the big energy shift that you've noticed in your life and your connection with the Dronist?
Well, it feels like it's shifting just every day. Every day that I communicate with him, I'm learning something new. He's really been my mentor. You know, I haven't had a physicalized human mentor on this planet at all, ever. And it's basically that when I connected with him, he's really just shown me a lot of different things. And it's a funny thing because it's like you teaching yourself in this way of channeling and helping you to understand a lot more about how the universe works, how reality operates, and seeing how we are all interconnected together. To me, it just feels like the life that I live just gets lighter and lighter every day, especially within the past year or two. There's been a lot of just great transformations happening. I can see it just going outside, breathing the air. You know that you're in a fourth density planet. That's, again, part of Adronis's big announcement, I think, is that we're really getting points right now where we are becoming a fourth density race. I don't want to spoil it too much, but overall, a lot of the veils are being peeled off the planet right now. It feels that pretty much by this time, before the end of September, and I don't want to spoil it, but before the end of September, we could basically be referred to as a fourth density society.
Well, tell people what fourth density means. When a drone says fourth density, we hear that from a lot of channels or a lot of star seeds or spiritual workers. What is the fourth density for those people who have never heard of that?
Yeah, again, Adronis is going to talk about this later because I'm trying not to spoil it, but this is just coming through right now. He's saying it's okay. It's okay, you can talk about it because there's going to be a lot of other announcements as well. But fourth density itself, you still have a physical body. You know, you're not peeling away the physical body. The physical body is not disappearing. You're still very physical. It's actually very interesting because I was watching Cosmic Disclosure last night with Corey Good and David Wilcock, and Corey was answering viewer questions, and he too was saying pretty much identical, almost verbatim, what Adronis was talking about like a year or two, actually a couple years ago, I think even back in 2012. Corey was just basically repeating exactly what Adronis has said, is that when you're in fourth density, you're not a light body in that particular way. You're basically kind of more of a crystallized body in that way. You basically have more crystallization happening within your body. There is, again, a lot of sequences pertaining to light-encoded filaments that take place. But really what that means is that you're kind of just in a new reality. Your whole perspective of reality changes. You're more in a unified level of consciousness. You're starting to understand people on a much more intuitive level. You're feeling this interconnectedness with everybody. You know, the ability to be very sensitive emotionally, empathically, the ability to be telepathic, the ability to really go into deeper aspects of trance, different altered states of consciousness, being able to go into different advanced states of healing. It's really powerful, being able to really see how a lot of you are opening up and moving into these accelerated states of manifestation. Now, basically, I think almost everybody I've talked to over the past few months have been telling me that I'm just manifesting things so quickly right now, and it's never been this fast. And this is a byproduct of fourth density energy. So basically, since 2012, we basically have about a 3-4-way relay, a 3-4-way transition gate that is now starting to unlock, to actually unpeel ourselves as being a fourth density culture. Now, again, we're just on the cusp of this. We're just starting to enter this fourth density. We're in a hybridization point right now. But it does feel like there's kind of a tipping on the scale right now. And it feels like as we enter the month of September, September's a very, very big month. And one of my new friends, Alina Kopolnik, was talking about this as well too. Like, big things are happening in September. Like, September is the month to look forward to right now. But Adronis is finally coming through in that way as a date, and he doesn't usually like to give dates. But he says around the month of September, we could basically label ourselves as a fourth density society.
That's wonderful, and that's something a lot of people have talked about since 2012. There were some channelers out there who talked about 2012 being the end of all things as we knew it, and just you wake up and you're a new person, your life is new. So there was a lot of depression, anxiety around that time. And then people now, you know, like Adronis, Treb, those were some of the few channels out there that were saying, listen, it's a growth, it's an evolution, you have to grow into it. And when Ardith came in, he started talking about a principle that I enjoy a lot, and I want to see if this fits with what Adronis or you have perceived. He always says that from first density through seventh, you can almost liken each of those densities with your chakra system. So fourth density is right in the heart chakra.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that concept?
Yeah, he's absolutely right on the money with that. Basically, that's the whole idea. When we're looking at a third density consciousness, we're really looking into the aspect of the self and being able to align and ally with the ego. It really is all about ego principles. And one of the greatest illusions in third density is the illusion of separation. And that's a big thing that people are still battling with. Again, as Adronis has talked about, that not everybody is going to make this fourth density shift. There's going to be people that are left behind. Nobody outside of themselves is leaving themselves behind, but it's more so in the idea that they're very much caught up in their world, and they're going to attain a lot of these particular types of stresses that follow with the idea of separation and the feeling of illusion, of being disconnected with everything, and so they remain within that. Basically, why people say this, and this is a big thing as well too, is that when people look at the idea of third density and fourth density, is that there's a tipping point. There's an uphill climb. If you're not really doing a lot of your spiritual work, if you're not doing a lot of your empowerment work, I always have to use the word spiritual work, but if you're really not being able to go into that state of empowerment, you're going to have a very difficult time attempting to get to that energy right now. The reason being is because it's such an uphill climb right now for people to really say, because I work with people who are just so brand new to this, and they're so caught up in the 9-to-5, into the illusion of self-separation, that they can't even digest about what you're talking about. And it feels like it's such an uphill climb for a lot of them. It's a lot about what Dolores Cannon has talked about as well, too, pertaining to the waves of new human beings coming in and saying that, there's a limited amount of time for us to really get into the bandwagon here and really start connecting. This is also what Bashar has been talking about, relating to in 2016, everything is changing. Everything will change. This is basically the time now where we're basically almost at the time to close the gate. So this is a very important time for people to understand their empowerment, to realize that there is a major event that is coming here, probably before the end of 2016, that really is going to confirm this particular shift. Again, the estimation is that it may be in September and start to progress its way through, but there is a very large shift on the horizon right now. This may, again, fall into the elections happening in the U.S., but something very large is coming. And basically, it may not always be something that's physical, it's just something energetically that we feel. It's kind of just like waking up the next morning and you know that something is different. And basically, again, when you're really looking into the third density and you're really caught up in that illusion of separation, it's just kind of like being on that treadmill that has like the the apex, the heavy part of trying to climb this big ascent. And it's like just looking upwards at Mount Everest and trying to climb that. If you really try and start this too late, you're going to have a really hectic time. So really is now the time where the energies are still somewhat stable to really connect with yourself and ask yourself, what is it that I want to create? Who is it that I want to be? Am I following my own genuine path? Am I working together in the state of my own complement? When you move up into fourth density, you're moving into love and self-responsibility, right? So you're looking into an advanced level of responsibility and love. That's the whole idea about what the heart chakra is about. So the heart chakra represents love. It represents community. It represents communion. It represents being able to work together and share ideas and come together as a people. It is of no coincidence that we're seeing these gigantic protests of thousands or millions of people from all over the world cooperating and coming together. That is a fourth density principle, people. That is fourth density right there. That's primarily what's happening here. It's just when we've looked at third density in regards to a skewed misalignment, we've looked at people who are still not being able to cooperate, feeling that there's still a lot of arguing, there's a lot of infighting, and nothing is being done. And right now there is a very powerful movement that is happening across the planet where people are coming together. We're putting our differences aside because we have common goals. We want to see this planet elevate into a higher consciousness. We want to feel that everybody has the right to be treated fairly, to have equality. And that, again, is a fourth density principle. So we're starting to see the signs right now. And it does feel, again, as we move into September, that this gate between third density and fourth density is now going to start to close. And people who are basically really empowered are going to see themselves excel. We will basically still share the same space in a way, but it's just more so in the idea of the particular types of alignments. Because when you're very much in your own power, when you're feeling empowered, when you're in that energy of cooperation and unity, you're going to attract more of that reality as opposed to anybody who may feel separate. You'll still see them as observers, but you're not really going to have that tight association with them. So again, there's a really large shift happening here pertaining to fourth density upliftment.
Beautifully said, and there's a lot of great feedback right now in the chat room. For all of you who are just joining us, this is the Enlightenment Evolution Hour with your host, Rob Gauthier, special guest, Brad Johnson, the Reality Whisperer, channeler of Adronis, amazing information about September, this upcoming year. We know Adronis is going to talk about that in a little bit. For all of you who are calling in, you can call in at area code 347-308-8788. Make sure you hit a 1, so when we get to the channeling, you want to ask your questions, you can. Also, when it comes time for questions to be taken, we will also take them from the chat room. So you can go to facebook.com/enlightenment.evolution.hour and click that link and join us in the chat room. Now, we're talking about the third to fourth density. Trev and Artis have always called that the third to fourth density exchange. It's that level and buffer between. It's an area where we can have fourth density consciousness but still perceive a lot like third density. Now, the way that they've explained it is that we have that fourth density consciousness in us all, and we have kind of since 2012, but it's the perception and the energy and the personal work of each person that really gets them to that area. First of all, I know we don't want to talk too much about what Adronis is going to share, but from what you've experienced and what Adronis has said, does that fit into anything about that exchange, about that energy that we're all going through right now, how sometimes we can feel at the top of the world manifesting everything, and the next minute we're fighting a cold and kicking the wall because we're so pissed off about something, you know?
Right, yeah, and that's true, and that really is kind of, Adronis says it's basically walking back and forth upon a bridge that you know you want to cross, and you're still hesitating because there's still those feelings of something that you feel you're leaving behind, right? And really it just comes down to the point that when you feel like you're very much in this empowerment state and just something hits you out of the blue, so to speak, synchronistically rather, that may feel like you're just down the dumps, you know, you may feel that you get a cold, you get a flu, maybe something really bad has happened to a friend of yours, maybe a car accident or whatever has happened. These are, again, all parts of aspects that you are deciding what is it that I feel valid in dealing with and working with. Am I able to develop a state of harmony? You know, when we see our friends get injured, all we want to do is just be there for them and help them. And, of course, there can be complications with that. It's really just being able to connect with that energy and realize that you are always interconnected with that friend. You are always interconnected with that loved one. Send them love. If you're not able to be where they are physically, continue to love. Really look into the idea of how you can bring a very loving approach to any particular type of issue that you may be going through. That's one of the most important aspects when you're moving into these higher dimensional climbs, so to speak. You really want to look into the idea that if you're angry, let yourself be angry. Hold space for yourself, right? It's basically that a lot of people have said, well, Brad, I just felt so angry at times, and I don't want to share my anger because maybe I won't graduate to fourth density if I don't do that. Like, it doesn't work that way. Come on. It's not about that. It's not about you being afraid to share your anger. It's the whole idea that when you withhold that anger, when you bury that, when you stagnate that anger so deeply inside of you and you choose not to express it, that's what does damage, right? It's the ability of knowing that when you have this emotion come up, hold space for yourself. Go into a space that you know is a point where is a space where you feel you can let this energy out. You're not taking it out on anybody else. You're not taking it out on quote unquote the world. You're just holding space for yourself. You need to leave a room where there's other people. You need to go into a space where you feel comfortable. You need to let this energy out. You need to let this anger. You need to let this sadness. You need to let whatever that emotional energy is out. And, you know, when we really bring that in, when we swallow that energy down and we try to stagnate it, that is where there is that third, fourth density bridge crossing back and forth. Because we'll have high times and we have low times. There's a point where you can hit the silver lining and you can stay on the silver lining. That does take a lot of work. It takes a lot of mental discipline. It takes a lot of realization of your own empowerment. You know, that's why we're on this planet. We're here to become empowered people, to become empowered individuals. You know, if we're very, very much doubtful of our own capabilities as human beings, to say that I can't do this, there's no possible way that this is ever going to happen, and that just leaves us into the separation illusion, right? And so we travel back into the idea of a third density fear, the third density ego, that is basically snatching us and saying, ha ha, I got you. We're programmed and we're going to stay programmed. So the whole key here is being able to really, again, hold space for yourself, let that energy out, let that emotion come through, and basically it's kind of like you're just brushing off the dust. When you know that you're being thrown, very nasty soil or dirt thrown upon you, you're working to dust that off. You're not just keeping that on there and say, oh my God, someone just threw dust at me. I'm just going to sit here and wallow here for the next 20 hours. It's not about that. It's knowing that you can brush yourself off. It's okay to brush that off. And that's basically what this karma represents. Dolores Cannon has again talked about, getting rid of karma. I don't see it as getting rid of it. I see it in that sense as being able to come to terms with it. Because karma is just that aspect of yourself that has remained stagnant. It's energies, it's aspects of yourself that says that this needs to belong in the corners of the shadows because I don't feel it represents me, but it does represent you because you've created it. You've brought it forward. You need to accept exactly what you have created. You need to forgive that aspect, and then you can liberate from it. That's the entire process here. So being able to understand that, yeah, we are going through a threshold crossing, and really it's kind of like Earth has been trapped inside a third density bubble that is now inside a fourth density matrix. And since 2012, there's been like a Swiss cheese effect. And a lot of these holes are coming through and they're basically starting to envelop the entire planet. And basically what we had in 2012 was an inversion of a Stargate effect. So it's basically like seeing the grids of the planet invert and unfold themselves outwards. And that's basically how we moved into this kind of space-time, time-space flip that moved us from one dimension to another, from the third to fourth density Earth. But there's kind of like a barrier, there's like a veil, a quantum field in that way, around the Earth that represented a container to still, over time, gradually transform the energies of a third density planet into a fourth density planet. We've actually merged with different universes. And so again, this is why some people experience a mandala effect in that particular way, where they know they have memories of being in other particular realities. Sometimes they're a local phenomenon that is happening to them personally. Sometimes it is collective phenomenon, maybe seeing like a different title of a movie or seeing a different title of a book, like the Bernstein Bears, for example. Some people are now seeing it as the Bernstein Bears, right? So, looking into all these different types of memories that we have in different dimensions. So there has been a really great folding of different dimensional energies on a universal level that has converged ourselves now onto this planet. And we have this type of inversion that's happening. And so again, as Adronis is going to be talking about tonight, of really being able to go through the final stages of this inversion of moving into a fourth density society officially. And that again, as we move into this fourth density society, we're going to start seeing those old systems start to slip away. We're going to start seeing those people that, again, are still very much caught up in fear. It's kind of like looking at a person that's down below and you're holding out your hand and you want them to take your hand, but all they're doing is procrastinating. It's about letting that person, allow themselves to make the decision that they've made. It's never an easy situation when you want to see people follow you. And again, that's a common thing that I get in sessions. I want to see my mother move into this direction. I want to see my father move into this direction. I want to see my best friends move into this direction that I'm in. That's not your call. That's not your choice. That's not your job. Your job is to work with yourself, is to change yourself. As much as we would love to see everybody on this planet move up into these higher levels, some people have just become too heavily programmed into the fear, and that, they will just need to continue to work with that. All you can do is send your love, send how much you will always appreciate the memories of how they touched your life. Because even when we pass on and we move past the body, those memories remain. And that's how you honor a person, is by maintaining the love and appreciation for those memories that that experience has granted and gifted you.
Absolutely, and a very beautiful way to explain and express that idea. A lot of people in the chat room are really giving a lot of feedback about how impactful and deep that is, and I agree completely. I experienced the third to fourth shift, that third to fourth exchange myself in October. My father passed, and I kind of shut down and did the least amount of work as possible in the rest of the time. I just sat with Kalina. We watched TV. We'd drive to the park. We'd do whatever we could to stay away from other people and from doing more work than we had to. And that was my way of working those energies out within. I knew that I hadn't lost my father just the way I experienced him. He was that part of my life that was so important and so powerful. He taught me how to love. He taught me how to think. He taught me how to be a man in his eyes, the perception of that. So all of these things were very difficult and took many months to get over. And even after I felt like I had gotten over it, I look back and notice just recently getting back into work full swing, getting back into the excitement, and it affected me longer than I thought. But being easy on yourself is the beautiful thing. Now we're getting close to the point where we're going to start the channeling. But before we do that, I would like, first of all, to tell all the people who have called, if you dial 1 on your phone, cell phone, Skype phone, that'll put your name in the queue for questions. People in the chat room can do that. If you're on neither, you can call in area code 347-308-8788 to ask Adronis your questions, or you can go to Enlightenment Evolution Hour page on Facebook and click the link. You can even call through Skype from there. But we will be taking questions after the break. And also, if there's anybody who's listening tonight who really resonates with what you're saying, resonates with what Adronis is going to say, and wants to find out, how do I find out more about Brad Johnson and all the work he does, where would you send them to go check that out?
Yeah, you just go to realitywhisperer.com, and I do private sessions. It's available worldwide to anybody across the world. I've worked with people from as far as Australia all the way up to North America and all across the intersections of the world, the round world, so the spherical world, that is. So that's something that is available, and I've helped so many different people. They've helped me as well, too. It's really just – it's a two-way street with the work I do. You know, there's a lot of people saying, Brad, thank you so much for what you do. And I said, I can only be as amazing as the people I work with, right? And so that's really where that amazement needs to come back to the people that I work with as well, too. But I've worked with a lot of people, thousands of people, throughout the past 7 years of doing this work. And Adronis is really just – he just has a knack of getting to the point with things, you know, and just being able to really look inside your heart and get right to the point, just not dilly-dallying, you know, not just slacking off in any particular way, just really getting right into the heart of the matter and helping you out and really just helping and offering his assistance, because he sees all of us as family, you know, that we are family to him. And that's exactly why he's come here. He's here to assist family. He's here to assist, you know, other extensions of his own consciousness. And, you know, it would just be great. You know, it's kind of like how Derarenko says that he does this because Bashar is trying to put himself out of a job. Adronis, the same thing, right? And I think for a lot of other channels, the same thing. It's just that we want to work together to help empower humanity. And it's still a long way to go, but we're definitely getting there. And with this shift coming up, I think that this is going to lead into a very amazing beginning of a whole new era upon this planet. Again, a new Earth unlike anybody has ever seen before.
Well, I am grateful, brother, for you, for Adronis, for the work that you do, the people you've helped, the information you've helped bring forward to this planet in a time of need and assistance. And as a friend and as a person who listens and watches to your channeling, thank you from the bottom of my heart, and thank you for everything you're doing in this moment.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, brother. Thank you. Thank you so much, brother. We're going to mute down the microphone, guys, and take a very, very small break. Brad, we'll jump back in about 5 minutes, okay?
Okay.
All right, brother. We'll see you in 5. And everybody else, this is the Enlightenment Evolution Hour with your host, Rob Gauthier, special guest, Brad Johnson, friend of the show, friend of mine, friend of humanity. He is here today to share the channeling. If you want to get in on asking a question, please dial 347-308-8788 in the United States, North America, or you can click on the link provided on the Enlightenment Evolution Hour on Facebook page. We are going to now listen to a song about staying in the moment. This is a song by the artist Freeman, Aaron Freeman, on the self-titled album Freeman. If you like the music, go buy it. He's a great person who's allowed us to use this very spiritual-centered music for this network, the Enlightenment Evolution Network. And we are going to go ahead and take a break for 4 minutes, guys. So enjoy Any Way the Wind Blows by Aaron Freeman. That was Freeman, Any Way the Wind Blows, beautiful song. Unfortunately, Blog Talk Radio and its technical sounds does not give that song justice, nor does it give any song we play on here. We're going to be moving to a new place very soon that has better technical sound for us and for the songs we play. So if you thought the sound of the gurgling was nice, go to YouTube and check it out. They've got their free songs up there posted, and if you like it, buy the album. Brilliant, brilliant stuff. We're going to bring back our special guest, Brad Johnson, Channel Over Dronus from RealityWhisperer.com right now, and we are going to get into our Q&A for the evening and for Dronus. So if you guys have not called in, you still have this last opportunity at 347-308-8788. Also, if you go to Facebook.com, type in Enlightenment Evolution Hour, you can look for the Channel Nexus poster on our page. And if you share that before this night is over, you give us the opportunity to give you a free ticket for this event. We're taking two winners from this contest, and I am going to reshare it so it's at the top of the page right now. And that way, anyone who wants to get a free ticket for this amazing 6-7-8 hour event that we're going to be doing, you'll want to do this. It's a value of $20, but the value you're going to get at the event plus the free gifts are going to be priceless. So I'm sharing that right now. And Brad, you with us?
Yeah, I'm here. So basically, I'll bring Adronis in here momentarily. Adronis is going to share his big announcement. And once we move that forward, then I will be happy to take any questions for anybody. But I would just say for anybody who wants to ask questions to Adronis, just make sure you introduce yourself first. So feel free to share your name, and then feel free to proceed with your question.
All right, brother. Beautiful. Thank you very much for being on the show. I'll thank Adronis when he gets in. Take it away, brother.
All right. So I'll just be a moment or two. I'll do a little bit of light chanting, and Adronis will come through, introduce himself, and then we'll begin with the channeling. Here we go. At this time, we bid you greetings and thank you very much for the opportunity of this interaction today. I am Adronis of Sirius, sending love, appreciation, and gratitude to all who are tuning in to this particular broadcast being brought forward through your internet collective consciousness. What we would like all of you at this time to do is simply allow yourselves to get relaxed, get comfortable, and tune in to the vibrations of Sirius so that you may synchronize, harmonize, and align to all the information that we have to share. Also understand that all of the information that we shall provide is simply that of our perspective, our point of view. For all knowledge, all information, all creation itself resides within your very hearts, beings, and souls. As it has been stated by the conduit earlier throughout this particular transmission, that yes, there is, in fact, a transformational announcement that we wish to share with all of you. It is fundamentally true that you will be moving into a full fourth density nexus. The idea in that sense, what you would understand as, shall we say, the accumulation of the fourth density energies blanketing your planet. Now, this will still lead to a transitional effect. But basically, you would understand that what the conduit has stated earlier pertaining to a Swiss cheese effect representing a barrier. The barrier will drop approximately around the time of your fall equinox, approximately around that time. When that happens, the blanketing of the fourth density energy will now start to saturate your planet. And so you will notice that there will be a very large effect taking place. This will lead into very accelerative transformations pertaining to your own governmental agendas, pertaining to your own political agendas, pertaining to your own monetary agendas, your sociological agendas, your educational agendas, your personalized agendas. All of this will be shifting dramatically. This is basically what you would know as the ascent. Now, we are not referring to it as an ascension, but we are referring to it as an ascent. And that this particular ascent, in that sense, is those who, shall we say, are on the catapult to their own states of empowerment will be launched. So basically, we could state that you have now at this time, as you're in the month of April, then moving into the month of May, moving into the month of June, moving into the month of July, moving into the month of August, and moving into the month of September, that approximately within the next 6 months of your time, you will start to see this catapult effect. What we would refer to as the Earth Reinfrastructuring Agenda, Phase 1, to take effect. So this is basically part of what we would know as the 8-year span of change. And that basically what is happening is that there is a drape, there is a blanket coming together, and that you will notice this intensity. You will feel that, again, there will be a great feeling of, shall we say, duality between two sides. The idea of those, in that sense, that represents your rogue elites and those that represent the people. And that the people, in that sense, will become outraged. There will be specific injustices taking place upon your planet between now and these next few months that, again, will represent the idea of feeling that your own particular opinions, your sharings, your ability to, in that sense, demand equality will be met with particular forms of resistance from the idea of these rogue elite groups. It is very important that you remain steadfast pertaining to this. There will be certain forms of, shall we say, agendas that are not coming to pass, but many feel that they still feel they will, relating to the idea of what you would know as martial law, relating to the idea of what you would know as a hoax extraterrestrial invasion. These, again, will not happen, but there will be a lot of discussions pertaining to martial law, to the idea of police states, to the idea, in that sense, bringing forward tyrannical empires, attempting to, in that sense, scare individuals pertaining to hoax UFO sightings. So again, these are agendas that have, in that sense, been planned, but again, they are foiled. They are averted. However, the idea of the fear will try to create these particular types of propagandas. And again, this is all part of what you would know as a colossal shift that is taking place. What we would state is that Team Light, the lightness, as all of you are, is prevailing. And that the idea is that there is a great deal of frustration, there is a great deal of anxiety as it pertains to your rogue groups, to your oligarchs, to your, shall we say, 0.00001% that are still attempting to maintain their empire, even though there is no possible way that that can ever be achieved again. You are, again, through those of you upon your western area of your world, your North America in that sense, are paying a great deal of attention to this upcoming election. This election holds a primary catalyst to the idea of this fourth density ascent. We will say that again. This particular election coming up holds a very strong catalyst as it relates to your fourth density ascent. The leader whom you choose will therefore represent the idea of how all of you collectively are part of that particular person and moving into that particular agenda, relating to the idea of, in that sense, beginning the grassroots as the mainstream. You will notice again that there will be fundamental shifts taking place within your banking arenas relating to the retirement of certain currencies that have been what you would know as fiat. This, again, has reached a peak, as we have talked about before. But basically, in that sense, what the big announcement here is the transition into fourth density, is moving into the idea of the blanketing upon your planet in that way. And that, again, that this is an Earth reinfrastructuring agenda, what we refer to as ERA. So you are shifting into a new ERA in that way. That is how we will put it. There will be, again, certain forms of information pertaining to disclosure that will continue to expose the energies of suppression. the energies of stagnation. There are imminent aspects of release that are looking to happen around the times of your summer. So around the times of your summer, you can feel that there is a very high calculation, not 100%, but a very high calculation of probability that you will see another large data dump taking place upon your planet on a worldwide level. Now, again, your Western world will be affected. Your Eastern world will be affected. This will not be what you would know as a sugar-coated psychological operation. This will be a part of what you would know as a grassroots effort to actually unleash a particular data dump that you would consider to be the Snowden documents to be a cookie crumb compared to this data dump. So again, this is looking to happen within around the time of your summer of your 2016 year. Again, this is a calculation. This is a probability of the momentum as it exists now. This can always change, but we feel the probability of this happening is approximately 75 to 77%. You will notice again that as you move closer into the fall, into the winter time, that many of you will be having certain forms of, shall we say, elevated experiences, elevated enhancements of consciousness. Not everybody, but a lot of you are basically going to be contacted by many different liaisons that represent other extraterrestrial beings. We are aware of the entity that we have spoken to previously, relating to her name as Alina Kopolnik, one of the secret space program insiders, and that she has also stated with us that approximately around the time of September, there will be discrete sightings taking place upon your planet meant for certain individuals and groups. We will confirm this now. This will be taking place. There will be certain forms of connections. There will be certain types of sightings. There will be specific areas of communication that will take place through liaison capacity of others who have, in that sense, now discovered these particular types of connections that may exist extraterrestrially, extra-dimensionally, will now start to take place. This is therefore giving you the idea of, shall we say, a further upgrade, a further enhancement to your own being, the realization that you have actually switched planets. Now, this is basically what's happening. Within the time of your fourth density shift, you will be moving into another new Earth. So around the time of the fall equinox reaching the completion in the times of your winter solstice of 2016, many of you will be moved upon another dimensional Earth that will look very much similar, but not exact, to the Earth that you are on now. So this is precisely what happens. So again, as you move into your fall equinox, your autumnal equinox, the three-month period in that way is the transitional effect, going through the tunnel, as it were, pertaining to the idea of the shift. We say 3 months because everybody will experience it differently. And moving into the times of your winter solstice, moving into the aspect of a new fourth density planet. So you will basically be in a new octave of density pertaining to the fourth, again, for many of you. Not everybody on your planet will do this, will experience this. However, you will be able to continue to communicate with others in that sense who are still within a third density nexus. But basically, we could say that this is like a lock-in. This is like looking at a screened door, and this screen, in that sense, is a transparent film. And you are able to look back in regards to the third density individuals. You are not cut off from them entirely, but you have already sanctified yourself and locked yourself into place pertaining to a fourth density nexus. That is precisely what is happening. Once you are locked in, you cannot lock yourself back out. And so, again, is basically for everybody here that is listening to this program, we can say confidently that many of you will make the shift. Many of you will move into fourth density that are watching this particular program, that are listening to this particular program through your internet collective consciousness. Those particular individuals, again, that have very much aligned themselves to the aspects of fear, of greed, of manipulation, will not be locked in to the idea of this fourth density Earth. They will be locked out. Whatever exists behind the screen manifests the extreme of the energies that are carried karmically with those individuals. They will remain behind. They will not be locked in to the fourth density Earth, and you will be witnessing the idea of their extremes of plummeting after the time of the late 2016 between your autumnal equinox and your winter solstice. That will be the time window, approximately around this point. Again, moving forward into 2017, the year of connection, 2018, 2019, 2020, 2021, 2022, 2023, 2024, you will notice again an enormous span of transformation of you moving into this new fourth density Earth. This is the shift. This is the point of no return. This is the idea where you are making that ascent and you are moving into a reality pertaining to a new Earth that will therefore govern the responsibilities of equal exchange pertaining to yourselves in love, in responsibility. When you reach this point of new Earth, there will be other particular contacts, again, functioning incognito through your particular societies. We are receiving information now that there are, not all, but there are certain pointed liaisons existing within your Argothan networks that will be coming forward. Now, again, they are coming forward in regards to working together with certain ambassadors that are in the alignments to communicate with. You would think of this very similar as the energy of the entity that you know as Corey Good communicating with what he knows as his Sphere Being Alliance and Blue Avians. This is precisely what is happening with many of you. There will be certain forms of movements. There has basically been a decision made within the Argothan network pertaining to the inner Argothan beings of fourth density. Some have agreed to work together with human beings. Some are still, in that sense, in a bit of a confused state, not too sure about what they wish to do. But there are those, in that sense, who have created a movement, who have taken very seriously this information pertaining to you moving into this fourth density world and are willing to assist after much negotiation. So a truce has been made. Again, very partial in that way. In the basic way, partially, energetically, working together with some of you. So again, for those of you who are in alignment to that, these again would be humanoid beings. These would also represent beings that you would know as the Sasquatch. These would also represent certain reptilian entities. These also represent certain insectoid energies. These also represent extra-dimensional life forms that exist in between the fabrics of dimension that you would refer to as elementals. And that there are certain archived beings, in that sense, that have worked together on these dimensional planes, that have formed certain factions to work together and associate with your energies. So there is a partial portion of movement here happening within your own inner Argothan network that will come forward around the time of the span of change and again assist in educating, assisting in mentoring specific individuals who have been in the alignment, a cross connection between these beings and yourselves. And so again, this is also something that is going to take place around this time of the span of change. This will also lead in regards to other extraterrestrial liaisons, as we've stated, pertaining to those who are in contracts together with them to come forward to assisting in enhancements, to assisting in mentoring, and to assisting in the idea of what you would know as intuitive growth, empowerment growth. That is the avenue that you are now on. So you can say that the momentum relating to this enormous shift, that this Earth restructuring agenda, that the new era is 99.9999999% probable, coming together in your fall of 2016. We thank you very much for allowing the opportunity of this interaction to commence and for this announcement to be shared. We will now allow ourselves to adjust the conduit momentarily so that we can now prepare for your questions. Thank you very much, Rob, and we may now proceed.
Thank you, Adronis, for sharing that very impactful news to a lot of people. We get direct feedback from those in the chat room, and there are a lot of people who are very excited and moved by that information. My question would be to the information you've just shared. You've expressed that this shift is in the utmost of highest probabilities, and that within our energy, we understand as a collective, we move forward to that fourth density. Is there any then chance of people who are not vibrationally ready for that fourth density experience to not shift in that time if everyone else does? And if so, what occurs at that point?
Well, understand. We thank you for your question. Understand that, again, that this is, shall we say, a very large uphill climb, that people in that sense who are still attempting to understand themselves, to understand their state of empowerment, can still do so, but again, it is a very large uphill climb because the energies that are upon your planet right now, the transit that your own star system is going through in the galaxy right now, holds a very intense time of energies. The reason why people will have such a problem in being able to reach a state of, shall we say, equilibrium with their own being is because of this particular transit, is because that all of the energies that are creating such an acceleration upon your planet right now are meant to, shall we say, purge out the emotional states of your being. When a person is, again, stacking them up so heavily that they are not allowing themselves to express those emotions, that they are not allowing themselves to shed the skin of themselves in that way of a figurative meaning, that basically this weighs them down. And basically in that idea, when they procrastinate, when they argue, when they conflict with themselves pertaining to this emotion, you have to understand that emotions themselves hold an energetic mass. And basically, if you are still holding on to a great deal of emotional karma, you are going to have a very challenging time lightening yourself up. And this is basically what has been taught, not just by us, but by other particular forms of teachers, by other particular forms of channelers, that are sharing that 2016 is the time of illumination, that 2016 is the time to allow karma to be transitioned, to allow it to liberate through you, through forgiveness and through love. You are now needed now more than ever before to allow yourself to share your love, to allow yourself to perform these simple acts of kindness, to assisting others in regards to knowing that they are beyond their emotions. But many of these particular beings in that sense that have been completely stacking up these heavy levels of emotion are weighing themselves down. As much as many of us would love to see them all strip off these emotional states, they have reached a point where they feel that it is hopeless, that it is not possible, and that they live together within these heavy emotional states, and they become very, very weighted, and that these particular forms of weights cannot be cast off by anybody else. They were the ones that implied these particular emotions upon themselves. It has been imposed. And so, again, nobody else can help them in that particular way of removing these emotional states. And so, again, through this acceleration of energy that's coming through all the cosmic stardust that is coming into your star system now, through the transformations of your own sun, through the incubation of all of these energies working together in, shall we say, appropriate filtration of the prisms that exist throughout your star system, filtering this energy and creating an easement, much has been done behind the scenes to making this intervention as smooth as possible for your planet. But it, again, has particular types of challenges. This is why we have been talking about since 2009 that there is a physical splitting taking place upon your planet, and that this is, again, what you would refer to as the phase one of the particular split. The phase one represents the idea of activism, the idea of being able to let your voice be heard, share yourself, do your own inner work. Phase two represents the result of that particular work. Phase three represents the after effects. And so you are therefore moving into the transition of that tunnel that, again, will reach a culmination point within your winter solstice of 2016. So again, as much as all of us would love to see every single human being make this shift, there are just certain individuals upon your planet that have made the emotional baggage too heavy for themselves. And they have decided to themselves that this is helpless, that this is hopeless, and that they are incapable of doing that. Nobody can assist them into that realization to purge those energies but themselves.
Wonderful. Thank you for that answer so much. And if you do not object, I would like to start taking callers from the phone line.
You may do so.
Thank you, Adronis. We're going to start off with the one who's been waiting here the longest, area code 201. 201, who do we have with us this evening?
Hi, my name is Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. It's great to have you here, and you can ask Adronis questions. The floor is yours.
Hello, Jennifer.
I was just wondering what you see as far as, like, romance. You see anybody coming into the picture?
In regards to your romance. One moment, please.
Okay.
We will feel that it is a time still, shall we say, to play the field in that particular way. That there are still, shall we say, certain forms of indeterminate energies that are, in that sense, attempting to create a fusion for you at this time. There will be certain gentlemen, in that sense, that hold a particular interest in you. But again, it's you, shall we say, being the filter and deciding that you are, shall we say, putting your intents forward to create a fusion. Now, we do feel that, again, moving within the next 6 months, that there will be a very high probability of you being able to meet, shall we say, Mr. Wright. But right now, there is still, shall we say, a mixed bag, a playing the field type of energy right now, where there are, shall we say, several interests appointed. And so fusion has not been brought forward at this time. But we do feel that within that short time, that there will be a certain individual who has a very high probability of compatibility with you to generate a type of romance with you, and he will be within your own local area.
Thank you, Adronis, and thank you, Jennifer, for your wonderful question. We'll move to our next caller who has been waiting in line, 702 area code. 702, who do we have with us this evening?
Yay, that's me. Hi, Adronis. Hi, Rob. Hi, Brad. It's Svetlana.
Yes.
Hey, Svetlana.
How can we help you today?
First of all, thank you so much for the anterior message. It was so inspiring, and thank you very much for that. And my question is about myself. I'm struggling with expressing my voice. I have a strong voice, and I have a lot to say, but I have this fear to express myself, especially with people who I'm not close to, and I'm wondering, is it based on something that I brought with myself from past life, where I was suppressed to speak up, or...
It would be more so in relation to the idea of the timidness of your own truth, the timidness of knowing that your expression is valid, and that is where you may have challenges pertaining to the idea of allowing yourself to speak up. Again, you feel that, again, there is a natural softness, a sensitivity to your ability to express. Again, there is nothing potentially wrong with that in any particular way, but the whole idea is that you are working to firstly encourage the appreciation of hearing your own voice through yourself. Because as you hear the appreciation for your own voice, you have no problem whatsoever expressing it to others. So the whole key here is being able to get used to talking aloud, get used to thinking aloud, get used to feeling aloud, and feel that tranquility that comes through the comprehension, through the compatibility and the complement of the voice that you carry. We hear your voice right now and we feel that it's very beautiful. But the whole idea in that sense is that you're not only just listening to how your voice sounds, but you are hearing the wisdom. You are hearing the overall nature of your expression, divinely shared through the conduit of the voice. And so we would say, get used to hearing the wisdom shared through the expression of your own voice. As this starts to become loved, you will have no particular forms of challenges relating to expressing your sharing with others.
Wonderfully put. Thank you so much. And thank you, Jennifer. We have a question from the chat room. It's impossible to say the name for the chat room. I think it's Rubum Neawaj Rubum. I can't really say it, but here we go anyway. This question may have been asked before, but will Adronis be meeting Brad in the physical sense or the energy body anytime in the near future? And if so, will it be sooner than later?
We have had many communications with this conduit in the idea of what you would know as physicality. But again, it is not physicality that is compatible with your own dimension. And so the whole idea is that when you move off into sleep, when you move off into meditative states and have these altered state experiences, there is still an aspect of you that you would refer to as physical. It may not be the physicality pertaining to what you understand in this reality, but there have been, in that sense, many different associations in regards to us communicating with Brad, even in this way right now. There is a communication that is happening between Brad and between us that is, in that sense, not felt through the physicalized senses, but it is, again, a communication that is coming together, and we would refer to that as a heart-based communication. To us represents some type of physicality. Now, if you are referring to your own dimensional physicality in regards to a state of liaison communication, no, because we cannot, in that sense, simply bring ourselves upon your planet. The density in that sense is very different from our own home density. It is very possible that we can create certain forms of consciousness, apparatus means, to allow certain forms of interactions to happen. But again, that is really not in our, shall we say, cards right now as we speak. But again, a different type of physicality is indeed a communication that we have had together with this conduit. Yes.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. We'll take one more question from the chat room real quick. Imalani asks, is California safe to live in now, meaning earthquakes? So I think they're specifically interested in the idea of earthquakes in California in the now time or in the near future.
If you were to look statistically upon your planet in regards to the certain amount of earthquakes that have happened within the past 25 years, you would actually find that California itself has actually been in the least amount of them during that particular time. So therefore, that statistical analysis therefore warrants the idea of the generation of answer to your question.
Beautiful. We see a couple new callers coming in who came in after the channeling start, so we want to let you know if you're here to ask a question, you have to hit 1 on your phone, whether it's your cell phone, Skype phone, or home phone, in order for you to get into a place where we know that you want to ask a question. All right, beautiful. We see a lot of the switches now. We're going to go to our next caller who is in the 714 area code. 714, who do we have with us this evening?
Hi, this is Imalani, actually. Hello, Adronis. Hello, Brad. Thank you so much for taking
my
call.
Hello, Imalani. We thank you very much for your interaction.
Hi. I am experiencing, I have, since birth, very strong connection to spirit, doing psychic medium work and spiritual teaching, and it seems as though my human life seems so hard to navigate. Can you help me with that?
The idea here really represents the idea to ground this energy, because the whole idea is that this can be very common through the idea of psychics, intuitive channels, etc., is that much in regards to their soulful work represents the etherical consciousness. And the etherical consciousness comes through ideas, innovations, expressions, through the voice. But being able to carry out the extent pertaining to the information that you share is also meant to be carried out through the body and through your creative arts and your ability to create and your ability to manifest in the physical. When you are complementary in regards to the balanced equilibrium of your psychic degrees and your own natural physical degrees, it is about being able to create what you share. It is about being able to live in what you share. It is about being able to manifest in the physical everything that warrants the application of everything that you have shared that the you know holds an enrichment with your life. So when there has been challenges pertaining to physical reality, that all comes with the ability of learning how to ground. And when we say ground, we are saying keeping yourself solidly on the earth and being able to maintain the beauty, to maintain the captivation of everything that you know you appreciate about your planet and everything that exists beyond it. The ability to play with your planet, the ability to play with your fellow people, with your children, with your animals, with the vegetation, with the water, with the air, with everything that exists throughout your planet. Let it be brought forward in play. Play is the creativity of grounding. And when you start to play a lot more and you start to enjoy yourself and the work itself compensates together through the act of play, this is what allows an equilibrium through the etheric, through the physicality, to create a hemispheric balanced alignment of oneness, of interconnectedness. So this is where we say you are becoming human spirit, because you are playing together with the energies that have come forward through the energies of spirit, and now bringing those energies into manifestation through physical reality, through your ability to play in grounding states.
Wonderful, and thank you so much for the answer to that question, and thank you, Imalani, for the wonderful question too. We'll move to our next caller from the 702 area code. 702, who do we have with us this evening?
Good evening.
702. Oh, hey, how we doing? Who do we have with us this evening?
This is Joshua.
All right, Joshua, the floor is yours.
I was listening to the questions regarding the transcending period of time that we have those that might have the emotional baggage not allowing them to transcend, is that only going to be applied during a certain window that you're talking about,
well,
at the end of the process?
Basically, you will reach a point of culmination in regards to an accumulation of accomplishment, and that basically is where the window's up. We would refer to windows in your planet in regards to its nature as tally ups. So basically, as you tally up totals in that particular way, that allows a window of release. What you would understand as your phase moon alignments, moving into a full moon cycle in that way, would represent one of these particular tallied up windows. So basically, in regards to the accomplishment of working together with your own feelings, that can be accomplished now. It is the energetic that you are feeling within yourself right now that is giving yourself the motivational permission slip to work together with these emotional states. So whether it be unhappiness with work, unhappiness with your financial situation, unhappiness in regards to relationships, whatever it may be, all of those particular forms of situations that build up an emotional response are there for a particular reason. They are sharing with you that there is a misalignment, and that any particular appointed time, you can allow those transformations to take place. Now, we are not saying that it is for all of you to be completely abolished of any emotion whatsoever. We are not saying that. In fact, there will be those of you who will shift into fourth density who will still have certain forms of emotional situations. What we are referring here as well is representing the energies that are very heavily weighing you down. When you feel that, shall we say, over 51% of your life right now is in the dumps, then that is basically what we would consider to be a weighted down situation. There is a situation, or shall we say a conversation, in regards to one of your past books that you would refer to as the Law of One. In the Law of One, they basically state that if you are moving into a 50 to 51%, shall we say, transformational aspect, where you are loving yourself, where you are loving the earth, where you are loving others, you will graduate into the aspect of this fourth density because you have cut those particular emotional woes in half. This is precisely what we are also stating in that confirmation relating to Ra and communicating with the Law of One, that those particular forms of principles are indeed precise. And so all you are attempting to do right now is weigh off much of the particular excess amount of emotional states. It is okay to be somewhat emotional in the fourth density. We are not saying that you need to completely be stripped off of emotion and be unemotional beings. No, we are not saying that. But as long as you notice that, yes, you are carrying some weight, but you are moving into a state of self-improvement. You are moving yourself into the alignments. You are bringing yourself up into the ascent with very little baggage so that you are able to climb that mountain. Because again, when you decide to climb a mountain, you will have a backpack on you. And there will be a little bit of weight here and there to allow yourself to make that climb. That is fine. But as long as the weight is not weighing you down so severely that you can barely walk, that would be something pertaining to a state of concern. So again, if we're looking at this in a state of percentage, if you have, again, the idea that you are moving up into the 50% or more area, representing the idea of emotional release, or that you may feel that you are, shall we say, in that particular, shall we say, 50% or lower, that is basically what brings about the idea of this transformation. So our particular recommendation is move up into the 51% and above. Because 50-50 can, again, be the silver lining. So look into the idea of how you are moving deeper into the silver lining by going into the higher states of the percentages as it relates to emotional release. So move yourself up into that particular way, not feeling that you are being dominated by any particular severe emotional karma that is weighing you down potentially.
Beautiful. And thank you for the answering of the question. Thank you, Joshua, for the call. We're going to take our last question for the night, and we're going to take it from our chat room. We have a question that says, during this transition time, will our intuitive and empathic abilities increase? And if so, to what degree?
The whole idea in that sense is that empathic and intuitive awareness comes through your ability of equivalent exchange. So again, if you are dedicating yourself into deep states of focus of working very prominently in uplifting your own intuitive abilities by, firstly, focusing on your heart. Secondly, living through the principle of the heart is the ability of allowing yourself to have intuition of as your natural voice. When you are feeling, again, the opposite of that energy, it is not to say that the intuitive field does not exist. The whole idea is that you have an information field. The whole idea is that you all hold similar, shall we say, aspects of DNA that activate when you move deeper into these heart-based states. And that is where activation takes place, is this upliftment of love, is this upliftment of surrender, is being able to open your heart and to learn to feel more and allow yourself to move in a state of complement. So when you are basically transitioning yourself, that is what makes the, shall we say, tally pertaining to everything that you are looking to obtain in this particular way, as it represents the idea of your own upliftment into your own intuition, into your own psychic qualities. You all have the abilities to that, but it all bases itself upon the amount of focus that you put into those energies to therefore warrant their connection of how they are complementing you in life. So it's not about, shall we say, a competition. It's not about flicking a switch in that sense and electrocuting yourself with all this intuitive energy. It's about the ability of working with subtle energies. It's about the idea of becoming sensitive. It's about the idea of surrendering. It's about the idea of opening up your heart space and allowing your heart to do more of the talking rather than the idea of logicality.
Beautifully put. And thank you so much, Adronis. And I want to thank you, chat room, callers, every listener who listened tonight. And thank you, Adronis and Brad, so much for sharing this newly found information with all of us and expressing it in a way that a lot of us can comprehend and bring into our minds and hearts more easily.
We thank each and every single one of you for the opportunity of this interaction together and with your wonderful communication with us this evening of your time. I am Adronis of Sirius. Thank you again. And we now return to the conduit. We will speak to you again as now is forever and all is one. Goodbye.
Goodbye. All right, everybody. That was Adronis. Brad's coming right back in here. You've been listening to the Enlightenment Evolution Hour with your host, Rob Gauthier, and our special guest, Brad Johnson, who just channeled Adronis. Welcome back, brother.
It was great. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you for some really wonderful questions tonight and really big news as well, too. So I think we have a lot to look forward to. And this is just where I remind everybody, continue to do your inner work, learn how to love, and let that love be the most natural thing about yourself. You know, it's really about the time where, you know, one of the biggest things that I get from a lot of people is saying that I'm not good enough in someone else's eyes. You can never be. Because you don't have those eyes. You have your eyes. You have your heart. And it's about being able to really put yourself in that level of responsibility and love and self-care and realize, again, you're the only one here. Everybody else is an extension of yourself. If you really want to see life and live life to its fullest, make the fullest of yourself possible.
Beautifully said, brother. And Adronis, so with the new information yourself, explaining to carry on. This is going to change a lot of people's perspective and give them something to ponder over with and think about and feel into. This is a big time for change for all of us. And I feel like the last few years have been so fundamental to the majority of people who I know. It's been an amazing, amazing time to have you in my journey and to have all these people who have been so supportive, all the callers for the show, all the people who come listen to our events and our channelings and watch our YouTube videos and give comments. It's been really amazing. Before you go to, brother, I just would like you to share for the last time, if people want to come see the Channel Nexus, which is going to be Sunday, explain to them where they got to go to purchase tickets and what time they need to be on the webinar.
Yeah, certainly. Again, it is happening this Sunday and April 24th at 11 a.m. Pacific. That's 2 p.m. Eastern time. And again, just feel free to go to realitywhisperer.com. You'll see the poster on the main page. You can also go into the events tab there and just see the Channel Nexus. Go to that page and you can register and just feel free to connect. Again, the payments are done through PayPal and you guys will be receiving confirmations through the program. On how to enter, how to access the room, and just prepare for an amazing 7 hours with four channels and sharing incredible information from their contacts as well. So, again, that is happening this coming Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, realitywhisperer.com.
Well, it's beautiful. The online events and webinars are beautiful. Our first channel panel we did was there. We also do our monthlies. People like the fact that they can go in, sit down in their underwear while they're drinking coffee and just relax and not have to worry about getting themselves ready to go out. But they also get to meet tons of people from around the world. That chat room feature that they have in any meeting software is so wonderful. And a lot of people have that ability to really meet new people. I remember on some of the events that we did, there were people from Washington State, and they met and they became good friends, and several years later they're still friends. People from around the world stay in contact. So it's really a really amazing venture for everybody who's there. And I want to thank you for bringing together these channels for this event. It's going to be amazing.
It is absolutely going to be incredible. So again, I encourage everybody, just feel free to register. You're in for a really great treat with all this information. Again, Adronis is going to be talking about soul incarnations, looking into soul mechanics, looking into pre- and post-incarnation, looking into all this really great stuff, soul germs as well, too. And I know you guys are going to have some really amazing topics to discuss as well. So it's going to be a lot of great information. Of course, there will be open Q&A for people who want to ask Adronis and Ardif and everybody else, all the other entities that come through, questions as well. So it's going to be a very exciting, interactive event, again, with bonus gifts that will be available for people who register.
Well, thank you so much, brother, for joining us tonight. And if anyone wants to check out Brad, just go to realitywhisper.com. All the information is there. Thank you so much, brother, for joining us. And I, for sure, will see you well before Sunday.
Thank you so much, guys, and thank you so much, Rob. And have a wonderful night. And again, understand, guys, we're on a really great, wonderful roller coaster. Continue to be in love. What I always say, of course, is live in love. That's the idea.
That's the idea, brother. Thank you so much for that. And we'll see you at the webinar Sunday. Thanks again, brother. We'll talk soon.
Thank you. Take care. Goodbye.
All right. Thanks. Bye. All right, everybody. That was Brad Johnson, the Reality Whisperer, who brought Adronis forward with an amazing update about consciousness coming through and the fourth entity coming right in September, the shift of consciousness. If you didn't get a chance to listen to it all, go back and check it out. Also want to let you guys know, next week we will not be having a show on the Enlightenment Evolution Hour, but the very next Wednesday we are going to have open Q&A with Ardif and Treb. It's going to be amazing. Also, we're having our Asheville 3-day meetup. All the information's out about that. 3 days, 6-hour days, fellowship, communication, channeling, everything that you want to check out in Asheville, North Carolina. It's very affordable. We'll feed you one time each day for the whole 3 days you're there. You'll get a chance. And we're keeping the classes small so we have intimate interactions so that everyone will get a chance to work one-on-one with Treb, Ardif, or Metatron to help them break into that new fifth-dimensional being. That's the idea. Check it out at etwhisper.com/workshops with an S on the end, and you'll find all the information. There's a couple of trailers up in YouTube now. There'll be more before the event comes. And come see us Sunday at the Channel Nexus webinar. I'll be there with Ardif. We're going to talk about some amazing topics, the consciousness and integration process of finding your intuition, finding your psychic abilities, all of those types of things will be talked about, and Ardif will be there to answer those questions too. So join us there, guys. Thank you so much for joining the Enlightenment Evolution Hour. Your host, Rob Goth, here on the Enlightenment Evolution Network. Kalina Angel's Earth Experience will be up and running soon. We're getting a slew of new hosts into the Enlightenment Evolution Network. We're going to have the website up soon for the EEN Network. So keep your eyes peeled. You can go to Enlightenment Evolution Hour for this show and Enlightenment Evolution Network for the network. Like the page. Keep your eye on those pages. More announcements to come. Thank you guys so much. I love you all from the bottom of my heart for your support, your love, and your interaction. And we will see you Sunday at the webinar and the week after this, Wednesday, which will be May 4th for the question and answer special on the Enlightenment Evolution Hour with our special co-host, Kalina Angel. Love you guys. See you then.